A death row inmate loses his final plea to stay alive. Details on tomorrow's primary election day and a camp that gets kids into nature and culture at the same time. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, June 17th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A man convicted of killing a 7-year-old girl 40 years ago was denied a recommendation of clemency today. KGOU's Hannah France reports he is scheduled to be executed later this month.
The Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board voted unanimously against recommending clemency for 66-year-old Richard Rojem on Monday. He was convicted of the 1984 kidnapping, rape, and murder of his former stepdaughter, Layla Cummings. Rojem claims he is innocent, and his attorneys argued he shouldn't have been convicted since there was no DNA evidence linking him to the crime. However, prosecutors say there was other evidence linking him to the crime. Rojem has been sentenced to death for the murder 3 separate times. His first 2 convictions were thrown out due to trial errors, and he was given the death penalty for the 3rd time by a Custer County jury in 2007. He is scheduled to be executed by lethal injection at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAlester on June 27th. I'm Hannah France.
Voters in all 77 counties will decide tax questions and vote in primaries for their local, state, and congressional representatives. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has more on tomorrow's primary election day.
Every seat in Oklahoma's House of Representatives is up for grabs, as well as a few state Senate seats. But some voters will see more races on their ballots than others. That's because 50 candidates for House and Senate districts across the state are running for office uncontested. They won't be on the ballot now, nor in November. They've already won their races. In addition, county commissioner races across the state are on alternating schedules year to year, so only some races in some counties will be shown on the ballot. 3 Republican incumbents in Oklahoma's congressional delegation have inter-party challengers, and a handful of Democrats vying for their deep red districts as well. The primary winners will advance to the general election in November. If none can get a majority, the top 2 finishers will advance to a runoff election in August. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
There will not be a Cherokee Nation Constitutional Convention later this year, even though it was a possibility. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Katie Hallam explains why.
With an overwhelming margin of no, Cherokee Nation citizens voted against a referendum calling for a constitutional convention in a special election. The Cherokee Nation Election Commission reports the unofficial count stands at 1,769 objections and 777 yeses between all 51 precincts. If the referendum had passed, a special council would have been assembled later this year to review the Cherokee Constitution and potentially amend and redraft it. Tribal nation leaders are required to ask citizens to consider redrafting every 20 years. Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr., several other Cherokee leaders, and former Constitution reframers had publicly expressed their plans to vote no on the question leading up to the election. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
2 Oklahoma tribal nations are shaping environmental education in a new way at the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sarah Lisi reports on how a new camp combines nature conservation with cultural knowledge.
All right, here we go. Off and running.
Dozens of indigenous children packed into buses and vans and headed out into nature for their camp hosted by the Comanche and Caddo Nations. Campers made medicinal tea, pinch pots, and medicine bags. They also set up teepees and learned the uses of local plants. Nick Plata is Comanche and the environmental education specialist at the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge. He hopes the campers learned at least one thing about the earth.
Because it's so old, we have to respect it and protect it. That's the number one thing in life with the earth, kids.
Camp organizers say they hope to influence many more Native youth for years to come. In the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge, I'm Sarah Lisi.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.